Hi, this is John Foley. I'm running for Pittsburgh Town Commissioner. Why am I running for town board? I have married into a family that's pretty cool. My wife was a town commissioner for two terms. My sister-in-law is a school board member in Chatham County, and my mother-in-law was a county commissioner. So I am running because I learned how to give back to the community through these three fine women. The other reason is that I've been on the Affordable Housing Advisory Committee for 7 years, actually as a vice chair. And what I see in the county is the severe lack of affordable housing across the board. We have challenges with sewer allotment, and so smallish houses are not being built right now. And what we see happening is larger homes, over $2 million homes. My gosh, there are more $2 million homes being sold in Chatham County right now, as there are $125,000 homes. And my goodness gracious, that is not the way to make a strong town. So I'm stepping up. I want to see building of affordable homes, and I want to give back to my community. So there are three issues in my campaign that are most important to me. One would be affordable housing. Number two is the safety of the water coming out of the Hall River. I think that is the most important issue that people, while I knock on doors during my campaign, what they ask me about. What are we doing about safe water? Right now, I'm a real estate agent in the county. But before I was a real estate agent, I was 25 years in the hemodialysis medical field. I treated patients with kidney disease. The dialysis patients need ultra-pure water, and I've learned how to do that. I use multimedia tanks to start filtering out Haw River water. Then I went to granular activated charcoal filters, which I know the town is using right now, and then reverse osmosis filtration. That got rid of all of the forever chemicals. I know how to do it. I've been doing it in a private setting for a long time, and I'm sure I could help guide the town through its choices in the future about how to clean the Haw River water. And then the third thing is our downtown. The downtown area right now has so much character. And what is needed is to preserve that vitality of the town and make sure that it's not moving away towards Chatham Park, but maintains a downtown. What would I advocate to make that happen? The county has chosen to move out of the downtown area. That includes the old Pittsburgh Elementary School. That includes the Sheriff's Department and the old Ag Building. And those are gem locations. As a realtor, I'll tell you right now that those locations are prime spots for shops on the bottom and affordable housing or workforce housing right above them. That way we have a brilliant mix of efficient living and economic growth right around the center or the circle. I can do that by working with the planning department, making sure that the planning department understands the language that's necessary to approve such building sites. You know, I feel like the town of Pittsburgh has been reactive and proactive in addressing the PFAS levels in our water. They have done a wonderful job going upstream and speaking to administrators from Burlington, Greensboro, to ensure that we are notified once these chemicals are dumped in the water. These chemicals also include 1,4-dioxane, which is not being addressed right now with our town board. 1,4-dioxane is a known carcinogen. It is being dumped into the river upstream, and we consume it downstream. 1,4-dioxane can be removed, and it hasn't been addressed yet because of financial reasons or lack of political will. I will make sure, if I'm elected, to hold the sign up, 1,4-dioxane is still in our water. Make sure that we have the protections for our citizens. Pittsburgh is going to grow. It's not if we grow, but how we grow. And the downtown area has to be focused on because that's how we maintain our definition of a town. To keep the downtown vital and cohesive, we need to concentrate on infill. That infill is where you take vacant lots and make sure that there are buildings on that that make sense. There's plenty of infill in the downtown Pittsburgh area that would be great places for tiny homes and container homes. They could make their own communities in these little one-acre lots. Put a dent in what we have as a challenge right now for affordable housing. When the voters see my name on the ballot, I would like them to see courage and commitment. There was a time in my life not long ago where I made a promise to a patient. She was struggling with hemodialysis, and she had run out of options. And she turned to me and asked if I could help her. So I donated a kidney. I promised her I would help her, and I kept my promise. And that, in a nutshell, is why I'm running. I feel that my personality is such that when I make a promise, I keep it.